When you think of Vermont's hunters, an image of a father and a son in the woods might spring to mind, but more and more hunters are learning the sport as adults for the opportunity to harvest organic local meat. VPR's Annie Russell caught up with one hunter hoping to stock her freezer for the winter.
In a lot of ways, Jason and Kristen Schmidt live like a lot of young professional couples. They don't own a TV, but their six-year-old daughter is streaming video on a MacBook in the living room. The family is media savvy and health conscious. They also hunt. Kristen Schmidt heads to her tree stand on the couple's property. She's dressed in full camouflage and is hoping to get a deer. After climbing up the stand, she readies her bow and arrow for the hunt, quietly.
One thing I should say is when you put the arrow on, there, you have to listen for the, and then you know it's on, because if you don't hear that, it could not be hooked onto your bow correctly, and then you could misfire, which would be not cool.
Schmidt is in this, at least in part, for the venison. She considers herself a locavore and pays close attention to the kinds of foods she and her family eat. The Schmidts eat mostly paleo, a trendy diet that cuts out most grains, nuts, and definitely most processed foods. She's written about hunting for national publications, and she's also filmed a DVD geared toward women who are learning archery. Despite all that, Schmidt isn't what you might think of as a typical hunter. She was born and raised in metropolitan Detroit, far from the woods of Wells, Vermont, where she now lives. Back in the city, she didn't even eat meat. But here...
Well, a lot of the reasons that I chose to be a vegetarian stem from animal mistreatment and things like that. The nice thing about living in Vermont is that, you know, there's lots of local farmers and things like that.
Schmidt says after a few years of eating wild-caught salmon and fresh venison that her husband would bring home from hunting trips, she decided to try her hand at bow hunting.
You can get, you know, a really good quality meat that you harvest yourself in the forest that is an animal living in its natural environment, eating its natural, you know, food. It's not being, you know, force-fed and like grain or anything like that that it wouldn't necessarily eat.
She's not the only one who feels this way. Chris Saunders is the director of hunter education for Vermont's Fish and Wildlife Department. He says hunters like Schmidt are becoming more and more common. They're Vermonters who want local organic meat and are willing to take to the woods to get it themselves. Saunders says that his agency has geared new training seminars to locavore hunters, focusing on places like Burlington and Montpelier. But he says these locavores need to be aware that killing a deer isn't as simple as a trip to the farmer's market.
You could hear crickets when at the Burlington seminar when I said, you guys have got to understand the success rate for deer is about 15%.
Schmidt knows that all too well. With two archery seasons under her belt, she still hasn't gotten a deer, and she says there were some challenges to getting started.
For me, getting sized up for my bow, I had no idea what to expect, and I remember being on the phone. I called a archery dealer, and you know, he started asking me, are you left eye or right eye dominant? You know, how much weight do you think you can pull back? And it's like, I have no idea.
You might assume barriers like this would mean new hunters like Schmidt would clash with old school, lifelong hunters. But Schmidt says most have been supportive. And Chris Saunders says that his agency has had an easier time bridging that gap than in other states where city dwellers might not have any exposure to hunting or firearms.
A lot of us live in rural areas. We have all sorts of people in our neighborhoods, from back to the landers to lawyers to, you know, loggers. And, you know, I think because of that, it seems a lot easier sell and the groups tend to mix a lot better.
But still, he says it isn't clear yet whether these new hunters will affect the number of licenses sold. That's a figure that's been on the decline for decades. As for Schmidt, she's doing her part to keep hunting in the family.
It's really empowering. And I think it's really interesting, especially if you have like young children, for them to see, you know, the mom doing this and having it become more of like a family activity than have it be just the dad's going out hunting.
She says her daughter has already been fitted for a bow. For VPR News, I'm Annie Russell.